The Great Fire of Rome erupted in July of 64 AD and grew until it consumed everything in its path. Beginning in the merchant district around the Circus Maximus, for 6 days it raged, racing from one end of the city to another and back again, laying waste to homes, businesses, and temples before it was momentarily snuffed out. Then it reignited and terrorized the Romans for 3 more days. People fled as best they could, many escaping the city to the countryside, carrying their belongings, dragging the injured to safety, while some, demoralized and hopeless from having watched their lives burst into flame, surrendered themselves to the fire. When the blaze relented, more than half of Rome was left in ruins. Dazed survivors wandered the streets, sifting through the ash and collecting the dead in the shadows of charred vestiges of buildings. It must have felt like the end of the world for a people who believed themselves the pinnacle of human civilization. In becoming an empire, Rome had cultivated the belief that it was the chosen city of the gods, a superior people guided by providence and destined for glory. But even before the fire, that concept had begun to flicker, as for nearly a century, Rome had been ruled by the Julio-Claudian dynasty, a series of rulers more and more inept and vicious with each passing generation. Now, reigning over an empire of dust, there was the mad emperor Nero. Born Lucius Domitius Ahenobarbus, Emperor Nero was only 16 when he ascended to the throne in 54 AD. His wickedness was legendary. As emperor, he would reportedly escape his palace in a cap or wig and ramble about the streets in sport, hunting commoners he could harass, trick, needlessly rob, or murder in cold blood. At public events, he reveled in watching his subjects savage one another, instigating bloody and murderous battles by tossing the crowd scraps of food and tokens of wealth. Paranoid, Nero had his opponents, their children, and even his own wife and mother murdered. This madness defined the late Julio-Claudian dynasty, the initial rulers of the Roman Empire, and set a disastrous tone. Unburdened by the fetters of representative government and held as living gods, the early emperors of Rome engaged in unrestrained brutality. Life in Rome was characterized by wild, extravagant, homicidal passion plays among the elite and an existence of broken teeth and repression for common people. There is no doubt the culture and lineage that birthed Nero was corruptive. Emperor Caligula, Nero's uncle, was consumed by innate depravity and infamous for his madness. A megalomaniac, he embraced his given role as a living deity at the top of the religious pantheon and declared war on the other gods. Described as perverse and a lover of malice, he terrorized Rome and its people. While he was dining or carousing, he would have prisoners tortured and maimed nearby so he could revel in their suffering. In 41 AD, after a reign of terror, he was hacked to pieces by his own Praetorian guard following a play with a mock crucifixion. He was so despised, his body was half burnt, and in lieu of a proper burial, had some dirt hastily thrown upon it. Nero carried on Caligula's despotic legacy and was so distrusted that in the aftermath of the Great Fire, rumors spread that he had started the fire himself and planned to destroy Rome so that he could claim the glory of founding a new city, one that was to be named after him. An apocryphal legend gained traction that, as Rome burned, Nero, a self-styled actor and performer, donned a costume and appeared on his private stage and sung about the destruction of Troy, basking in the attention of a crowd and the warm glow of the nearby flames. Before the embers had even cooled, Nero surveyed the ruins and planned the construction of his Golden House, a massive, decadent palace that would cover a large swath of Rome and stand in testament to his greatness. Suspicion grew that he had personally sacrificed the lives and livelihoods of the people in order to clear the way for his narcissistic project, stirring an environment of distrust and anger similar to the mood when his uncle Caligula had been assassinated and dismembered. To cover his tracks and quell the people, Nero would need to find a vulnerable population upon whom he could lay the blame for the colossal tragedy and mete out violent retribution. To dispel the gossip, Nero turned to a small cult known as the Christians and inflicted the most exotic punishments. Under Nero's command, members of the cult were covered with hides of wild beasts and torn to pieces by dogs, while others were crucified and burned to provide lighting at night.